Well, Reed Martin, I know you're the person I should be talking to about what your favorite Shakespeare play, because you have seen the canon, have you not? Or that's a goal.
It's a goal. I've seen two of them.
You've only seen two Shakespeare plays?
I rarely make you laugh so heartily.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 447, Our Favorite Shakespeares.
I've been in or seen in person two-thirds of them, and then other things you've seen on TV and at the movies. I haven't seen everything, but I'm getting close.
And your goal is to see them live.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, to see them all on recorded isn't so much of a challenge. But I'm about two-thirds of the way through seeing them all live.
And do you have a favorite?
I'm not a big just of anything that there's a favorite.
Yeah.
I've probably seen Twelfth Night the most. Twelfth Night and As You Like It. Those are probably the two I've seen the most. And I like those both fine. I wouldn't say they're my favorites.
Yeah.
I don't have any big shocking favorites. Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
I have kind of a sleeper favorite. I don't know if it's a favorite, but I feel Cymbeline is underrated. That's the first professional show I ever did back at the Berkeley, now California, Shakespeare Festival in the summer of 1980.
Uh-huh.
I like that a lot. I mean,
it's interesting you talk about underrated, because I'm the same way. I don't feel like I have favorite Shakespeare plays, but I definitely have favorite productions that I've seen. And one, like Cymbeline, is a production of Pericles that I saw at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford with Nigel Terry in the lead. And I came out of that thinking, boy, that's a play. That's a play that if you saw this production, you would think, oh, well, Pericles is rightly ranked as one of Shakespeare's top plays, because it was just so specific and right on, and it was in their swan. And interesting, Pericles and Cymbeline are both kind of in that nebulous, is it a comedy, is it a romance kind of a thing? And I think those plays tend to be underrated. One of my favorite productions, I have to say, have been films, the all-male Twelfth Night, that the Globe production did with Mark Rylance and Stephen Fry was amazing, and as far as I'm concerned, definitive. And the Richard II that the BBC did for the Hollow Crown series with Ben Whishaw was also, as far as I'm concerned, the definitive production of another underrated play.
Yeah. Another one I left out, and it probably is my favorite, is Midsummer Night's Dream. Midsummer Night's Dream is probably my favorite. Now,
there's a reason it gets done all the time.
Yeah. Now, which are your least favorites that you've seen?
My least favorites. I saw an As You Like It that I really didn't care for.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Winter's Tale more times than anybody should ever have to. And I haven't yet seen a production that has convinced me of the value of that play, although the closest I came was the Troubadour Theater Company in Burbank. We've talked about them before on the podcast. They're the ones that take a Shakespeare play and pop music and combine it, and they did a Withers Tale, a Winter's Tale with the music of Bill Withers, and they played it straight. It was the least funny production they've ever done, and it was as valid an interpretation as I've ever seen. I will say they're also their production of All's Cool That Ends Cool. I think you saw that too with me.
Yes.
All's Well That Ends Well with the music of Kool and the Gang, I thought helped a very challenging play.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. I played Constable Dull in Love's Labour's Lost in graduate school, and that play, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't have many redeeming qualities.
And did you live up to the name of your character?
In fact, I infused the whole production.
That's how good I was.
What other weird ones have I seen? I saw Henry VIII at Ashland probably 25 years ago, and that's a very boring play, which, then the new version's, based on the book, what is it, Wolf Hall?
Yeah.
yep. are fantastic. So you, yeah. but you wish Shakespeare would have been able to do that, but he couldn't portray Henry VIII in a negative light.
My joke answer is that my favorite play is Macbeth because it's the shortest.
Yes, Comedy of Errors is the shortest comedy.
Right. I will say Hamlet is not one of my favorites anymore because I've seen so many productions of it. In fact, I get bored with most productions when they cut to the Polonius family, Polonius and Laertes and Ophelia. Like, I don't care. Get back to the stuff now. And I watched recently in preparation for writing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. I finally sat down and watched the four-hour uncut Kenneth Branagh Hamlet, and thinking, I'm never going to make it through this, and I'll just pause it or stop it anywhere or fast forward. And I didn't. I kept watching. And one thing, and I watched the whole thing in one go. Dee was with me. And one thing that I appreciated was that they put back all the stuff that people normally cut. And it infused the world of Elsinore and the world of Denmark with a level of political realities that most theater productions cut because they don't have the money and they don't have the people, and they want to focus on other things. But when you add back in those layers that Shakespeare wrote, you kind of... The play makes a lot more sense, actually.
Oh, strange that, isn't it?
Isn't it interesting? Yeah, when you focus only one aspect of it, then you lose a little something.
I saw, speaking of lesser-known plays, a good production of Titus Andronicus at the Edinburgh Festival probably 10 years ago. Yeah. And I thought it was a nice slasher play.
Yeah.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I'm looking at your list of and now the romances, according to this list that you have in front of you, are Pericles, Cymbeline, Winter's Tale, Tempest, and Two Noble Kinsmen. Two Noble Kinsmen, I don't know much about, but the Tempest. I've seen a bunch of productions of the Tempest as well, and I think that's. It's both overrated and underrated, because I don't think I've seen it done well. There's all these Italians with the court of Naples. You don't know who anybody is. They haven't figured out, you know, for costuming choices or whatever, how to differentiate between the people. But I read it again in preparation. I read it carefully in preparation for William Shakespeare's long lost first play, Abridged, and it's a really interesting play. And I would really like to do it sometime for real, because there's a lot going on that you rarely see in productions.
Now, which plays have you performed in?
Gosh, not many. I've performed in Hamlet, really, and well, the complete works of William Shakespeare, obviously.
So you've done them all.
I've done them all, and I have not yet done William Shakespeare's long lost first play, but I'm looking forward to doing that. No, I played Claudius in Hamlet. I played Claudius in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, and I've directed Much Ado. I've directed The Tempest, hour-long versions for kids, but that's really all I've done.
I've done five or six.
That's good.
My first professional job was Cymbeline at Berkeley Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
In graduate school, we did a class production of Hamlet, where people switched roles. So I played Hamlet and Claudius and Polonius.
Yeah, cool.
At the Old Globe in the summer of 85, I was in Richard III. Directed by John Houseman, starring Paxton Whitehead, who was brilliant.
Oh, I bet.
And Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Jack O'Brien, with David Ogden Stier as Oberon.
Cool.
In graduate school, we also did Love's Labour's Lost.
Okay.
At PCPA in the summer of 83, I was the Scottish doctor in Macbeth. So, yeah, okay. I've done a handful.
You have done a handful. And in a month, on July 28th, 2015, back in Chicago, I'll be playing the Prince of Aragon and the Duke in The Merchant of Venice for the Backroom Shakespeare Project. One night only, in a bar. Get in line early. Which I'm really looking forward to, because that's Merchant of Venice is, for me, a much overrated play because it's so challenging and people seem to shy away from it. But I'm excited to do this production at Backroom Shakespeare because they're saying, nope, we're going to make it as funny and as racist as we possibly can. We're going to lean into whatever Shakespeare probably did at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to make it a comedy for his fans, and he was going to play on ethnic stereotypes, and everybody's going to be just as hateful as everybody else in that play.
Hey, I'm Reed Diamond, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Companies podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This week, Caterham, Islington in London, Malvern, and Bath are the last four cities in the UK in which you can see us this year. But for the next two weekends, you can see me and Reed Martin standing in the back watching the Shakespeare Napa Valley Workshop production of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, which plays through July 12th, 2015 in St. Helena, California. And we have 15 new U.S. tour dates for this fall of 2015, performing in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Virginia, California, Louisiana, North Carolina, Missouri, and Kansas. And next April and May of 2016, we'll be performing the official world premiere of the Reduced Shakespeare Company production of our 10th stage show, William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, at the Folger Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. Because we're working on this new script, Reed Martin and I have Shakespeare on the brain, which is why we're discussing our favorite Shakespeare plays, movies, characters, and productions.
I was just reading, I think in American Theater, perhaps, about Othello. Mm. And Bill Pullman played Othello in Norway or somewhere.
An all-white production.
Yeah. Yeah, and the difference was that he spoke English and people all around him, maybe it was Danish or no, but anyway, they were speaking, so the jealousy was sort of from not understanding the language and things. Yeah. But somebody pointed out, maybe it was in this article, that the trouble with Othello is he gets jealous real early.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, well, when are we going to get there?
Right.
So I don't know. Is that an overrated play?
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this before. For my money, tragedy is a much overrated genre. Othello does take a long time. I watched it recently, and it takes a long time for the events to unfold when everybody knows where it's going.
Yeah. So do you have favorite filmed versions? If you're going to say to somebody, here's three Shakespeare films you'd love.
Wow. Well, my favorite film version recently, currently, are the two I mentioned, Richard II for the Hollow Crown and the Old Globe, which is the all-male Twelfth Night from the Old Globe, which is available on DVD. I really like the Roman Polanski Macbeth from the 70s, or late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. Jane, my wife, RSC general manager, uses that in her when she teaches.
Yeah, and apparently there's a new version coming out with Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard that people are raving about. I also really like an adaptation of Macbeth called Scotland, PA, which is the story of Macbeth, but set in rival fast food franchises in Pennsylvania in the 70s. And it's surprisingly faithful to the story, but really creepy in its own right. And you know what? I'm partial. It's not strictly Shakespeare, but I'm really partial to the original To Be or Not to Be with Jack Benny and
Carol Lombard?
Carol Lombard, yeah. It's about a Polish theater troupe in Nazi-occupied Poland during World War II, filmed during World War II, and the Polish theater troupe has to use their production of Hamlet to kind of aid the underground and aid the resistance. It's a great backstage story. Also, I have to say, I like The Dresser.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, with Albert Finney and Tom Courtney. That's a great Shakespearean movie.
Well, I've had To Be or Not to Be recorded on our DVR for a couple of months now, so I know what I can do this afternoon. I've intended to watch it, but I haven't.
Oh, you had never seen it?
No.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and I think I probably saw the Mel Brooks one, which wasn't, I think, all that great.
Yeah.
I think my two favorite filmed versions, I really like Baz Luhrmann's Romeo plus Juliet.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like that a lot.
I do, too. I was talking about Tempest. It's hard to follow who's who. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just in all of his, every design choice he made emphasizes who's on what side in that movie. So it's very easy to follow, you know, who the rivals are. And I think I more productions need to do that.
Yeah. The other one I like is, and maybe I'm the only one, I really liked Mel Gibson's Hamlet. You know, we reviewed it for Vogue Britain, and our line was Mel struts better than he frets. But but he surrounded himself with just top-notch actors, and I found that a very watchable film.
Well, Zeffirelli, Franco Zeffirelli directed that, and his Taming of the Shrew is really good with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. Mm-hmm. And as Professor Hugh Richmond at Cal told us in our Shakespeare and Film class there, he said, "Ms. Taylor's degletage makes up for any serious acting deficiencies."
She's an Oscar winner.
She's an Oscar winner. Yeah, she was. She's great. And then there's the meta stuff of Richard. You know what's interesting though is that although I probably don't have favorite plays, Shakespeare plays, I do have favorite characters, and that's been the most fun about writing the new show, William Shakespeare's long lost first play to Bridge, because I think we've sort of been writing the play. The Shakespeare play we want to see with the characters we want to see. You know, Puck's always the most interesting in Midsummer. Good, let's write a play about him. Ariel's always the most interesting in The Tempest. Great, let's write a play about her. The Three Witches in Macbeth, always the most popular. let's write them in.
Yes, no, yeah, Bottom is featured and he's great, mm-hmm. and Richard III and Hamlet. It's fun to mix them all together. I guess it's an interesting question. It seems like when we talk about filmed versions, for the most part, we've said we've liked the tragedies, mm-hmm. more than the comedies. Are there filmed version of the comedies that you really like? You said the Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor.
I used to like the Branagh Much Ado, but not so much the more I watch it. The actors seem to be having more fun than the audience is, mm-hmm. in that one. And The Twelfth Night was on my list.
The Mark Rylance all male Twelfth Night. Yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't, you know, I do like the Kevin Kline Midsummer Night's Dream is
with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, with my co-star from L.A. McBeal. She's went on to do very good things.
And
mostly I love that one. Actually, the lovers are fairly funny in that one, which is nice. But Kevin Kline and the mechanicals in that, Kevin Kline and Sam Rockwell and Bill Irwin and Max Wright and Greg Jabara, I think, is who they are. They're just, Kevin Kline could do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. And and Sam Rockwell's, what character is that?
I forget.
Yeah, you know, he's the one playing Thisbe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flute,
yeah. You know, it's just amazing. But I hated Rupert Everett as Oberon in that one. Just hated.
Well, you know. Yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast. Send us your favorite Shakespeare play or movie or character or production via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. But you don't have to tell me that I forgot to mention Roger Reese as Peter Quince in the Kevin Kline Midsummer. I noticed that already. But seriously, send us your favorites and your thoughts via email or via Facebook or Twitter. Let us know your thoughts. You can also post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. I know I say that every week, but seriously, please do that. It'll help our iTunes rankings and help our placement. You know you hear me say it every week and you always plan on doing it, but you haven't yet. So just click over to iTunes or Facebook or Twitter now and let us know what you think. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Constable Really Dull, Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Dennis Markham. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Reed Diamond, whose performance in Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing I totally should have mentioned. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Tichner, 447 1341st of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And as we were saying, you know, you were talking about your goal is to see all of the plays. So even if somebody has seen the entire canon, they've done the canon, I've seen them all live. Well, if you haven't seen William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Bridge, well, then you really haven't seen all the canon, have you?
I think that's an excellent point. So any of you listening to this who say you've seen all Shakespeare's plays, you probably haven't yet seen William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, which Austin and I have discovered.
Mm-hmm.
So get on it.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.